Good morning. It is 10:06 here on 980 WCAP, and you are tuning into Chamber Chat with the Greater Lowell Chamber of Commerce. I'm Danielle McFadden, President of the Chamber, joined by
Emma Brooks, Director of Member and Community Relations.
I am loving this heat wave. How about you?
I'm the opposite. The polar opposite, wishing I was somewhere where it was like polar temperatures right now.
I have on a long sleeve black blazer.
Oh my God.
Like, are you dying right now?
I have on like a
here?
White linen t-shirt, and I was like dying walking over. I'm like, how are you wearing that?
I love the heat.
Oh, enjoy it. Fall's coming and I can't wait.
You think fall's coming, but we might have another heat wave next week.
Oh God, I hope
so. Not. While you're sipping your pumpkin latte, which I know you don't even drink those, but if you were, and it'd be maybe an iced pumpkin latte, that would be good.
Those are out already. They've come out.
I know they
came
out on Tuesday. I almost went and got one and I refrained.
I'm surprised you didn't.
I know. I love pumpkin everything.
I know.
I'm the cliche. I am the cliche of fall. We're very excited. We have Amy LaMarche here. She is with Salem 5 Bank. How you doing, Amy?
Good morning. I'm doing well, thank you. I don't love the heat either, though.
Good. We're on the same team.
Team heat over here. Team cool.
Team AC. That's why we're on the other side of the table.
Are you like a fall or a winter or both?
Oh, fall. I like to ski.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'll get on the mountains. Yep.
Yeah, I don't do anything in the winter, so I have no need for it.
Yeah.
It's pretty like if you're snowed in at home and you don't have to go anywhere. But other than that,
the shoveling, not so much.
Yeah. See, I had strategy behind it. I got married, had 3 kids really fast. So my husband has to go out and do all the shoveling so I can take care of the kids. So
wait till the kids can shovel. That's
yeah,
fun.
There you
like
go.
That.
You'll have
there
your
we
own
go.
Little crew.
We will. Seriously. May take some bribery, but whatever works. So Salem 5 Bank is coming into this area full force. We're so excited to have you.
Well, we're excited to be coming. It's a great area.
It is the best area.
I know.
We're really biased, but we love the Greater Lowell area. And there are so many resources for small businesses in Lowell. Do you want to talk about some of those?
Well, I have had the privilege of being able to work with the Merrimack Valley Small Business Center. I had found out about that, I don't know, probably 6 or 8 months ago. I know they do the SCORE program with business advisors. Mm-hmm. And I also took advantage of the Small Business Boot Camp. I figured since I work with small businesses, oftentimes startups, I should go through the class and learn.
How cool is that?
So I did it on Tuesday nights for 6 weeks.
Wow.
And I learned a ton. It is a great program and it is free.
That is very innovative. You don't often hear about somebody in the banking industry going through the courses like they were a small business.
Mm-hmm. Well, we got to go
it
in the trenches.
It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I'm
That's
sure
awesome.
That small businesses really appreciate that perspective that you can like really relate to them too.
I hope so. But I did. I learned a lot, and I have so much respect for the program. They brought in different speakers, CPAs, attorneys, insurance people, and they talked about the accounting software and cash flow. Really fabulous. So I'd recommend to anybody in the Lowell area, whether they have an existing business or they're thinking about starting a business, go to the small business, Merrimack Valley Small Business
Center.
Yeah. Thank you.
And they're located.
Too many words.
I know. They used to have assistants in there, but they took that out, which that was really a mouthful. Mm-hmm. And they're located right on Merrimack Street in downtown Lowell, right near the Chamber. Their storefront. They have a great location, which is really great.
And you have a lot of business customers. So besides going and taking classes to understand their perspective, how else do you help your business customers?
Well, my philosophy is really to get to understand them and what they're all about. So everybody's different. You know, people get into business for different reasons. Maybe there's a certain talent or passion that they have. Maybe they're taking over their father or their mother's business. And maybe they don't have the passion. But at any rate, there are so many different personalities and skill and knowledge levels. So usually I just have to get to know my customers and understand where they're at. Do they understand the financial piece? You know, are they on top of things? I want to know how they're being paid by their customers and how that's working. And maybe do they need other ways to take money from their customers, like credit cards, merchant services, so I can help refer them and provide those services to them. Do they have the appropriate insurance? What about a CPA? I mean, are they a tax disaster, or do they have their finances organized so at the end of the year they're not going to owe a lot of money? So these are areas that when I talk to my customers, I want to make sure they have all those pieces in place, their team in place, so to speak, so that their business can run smoothly and they can focus on their passion, whether it be food or providing great plumbing services, building things, manufacturing, or being a really great attorney.
I love that you touched upon the family dynamic piece of it too. And that's why it's so important to have, you know, to bank somewhere with somebody who has a lot of resources. So if you can't help them, you can refer them off to somebody, say it's they're a family business and the kids are taking over. And you're like you mentioned, maybe they don't have a passion for it, or maybe they do have a passion for it. Is there a coach that can help them? Can the Merrimack Valley Small Business Center help them? So it sounds like you know your stuff and you have quite the referral source as well.
Yes, I have a lot of people that I sort of partner with, my business partners that have been great and reliable and there for my business customers. So it's kind of a good network. I look forward to building an even greater network with connections in Lowell as well. Over the past year, I have been able to develop a fairly good network in Lowell, but I'm sure there are a lot more resources out there that I have not yet uncovered.
There is always something to uncover here. So we're excited that you're going to be very involved in the community.
Can you talk about some of the different businesses that are customers of yours or that you've worked with before?
Sure. All types of businesses. So at Salem 5, we've been around so long, since 1855, that we have worked with every kind of business you could possibly imagine, and we have the resources to support your, you know, sole proprietor, I don't know, Avon lady, selling door to door, or, you know, via the internet these days.
Yes.
or, you know, a large retail operation, restaurant, shopping mall, and so on. So lately, it seems that I've been helping a lot of auto-related businesses.
Interesting.
I have 3 auto repair shops, 2 auto body shops. So those are, you know, those are great customers that we work very well with. I was able to provide a commercial real estate loan to one of these shops that really wanted to buy their own space, pay themselves rent, and, stop wasting the money on, stop wasting the money on paying somebody else rent.
Yeah.
So now they're actually building equity. They have their own building. And so we can help those businesses in all areas of their financial lives. But, you know, I have some attorneys, plumbers, electricians, some restaurants, pizza and sub shops. I'm trying to think of the interesting ones. I do have a woman, very small business. She makes dog biscuits and sells them.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
You just tapped into Emma's interest right there.
I know. I have 3 dogs.
Ah, all right. So well, they would we'll have that. To introduce you.
That yes. would be great.
Yes. Some of her stuff is going to be for distribution in some local boutiques. So,
excellent.
Yeah. So everything under the sun, because as I said before, it's like we sit with our business people and we find out like what's unique about them and how we can help them. And we have the tools and resources to help pretty much anyone under the sun. We also have an insurance agency, so we can provide the commercial insurance for whatever the entity is, make sure they're properly covered and protected.
You must learn so much too, just by talking to these different businesses.
It's so cool. I meet people, I'm like, what? There's a business that does that?
Yeah, I bet.
You know, I'm always surprised. I'm learning new things all the time.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure.
So what about, you mentioned commercial loans. What types of business loans do you offer and what size?
All right. So lately, I guess because the economy is doing so well, we've been doing all sorts of loans. We have a really great lending program for small businesses where they can borrow between $50,000 and $750,000, either for a business line of credit, for a piece of equipment, purchase of a piece of equipment, or for commercial real estate, like I was saying with the auto body shop. So that's really working very closely with me at the branch level. As we go further up the the chain, mm-hmm. We do large commercial loans to, you know, apartment buildings, housing developments, and again, as I mentioned, shopping malls. I know they finance the construction of shopping malls in the area or the new lifestyle centers that you see popping up all over the place. Business lines of credit seem to be a really, say, popular sort of thing as small businesses are trying to grow and they kind of reach a plateau where, you know, cash flow is pretty good, but they have an opportunity to take on a larger project. Mm-hmm. And that might mean paying their salaries of their, you know, workers for maybe 60, 90 days, paying for supplies before they actually get paid on this big opportunity. So that is where people are realizing a business line of credit can sort of fill that gap for that time frame, help them take on the big project, you know, experience that growth, use the cash available, and then when they get paid, pay back the line of credit and continue on. So again, that seems to be a very, again, popular.
Yeah.
Popular sort of loan these days.
I know. I'm sure it goes in cycles too. And you all of a sudden see a lot of something and then you move on to the next thing.
Depending upon the economy, really. Yeah.
So we had a very enthusiastic crew from Salem 5 Bank on a couple weeks ago. And we asked them all kind of to tell us about themselves. Would you mind telling us a little bit about yourself? Where you're from? How long have you been in the business?
That could be a very long story, but
that's okay. We have some time, so.
So I was born and raised in Cambridge.
Great.
And so I've been in Massachusetts forever. I work in Tewksbury right now at the Salem 5. I've been with Salem 5 for 5 years.
Great.
But I've been in the banking industry for about 20. Starting out at a really big bank where the whole culture was sell. And then I went to a really small bank where they were like, don't try to sell anything because that will be pushy. And then I landed at Salem 5, which is sort of just the right mix where, you know, they're like, talk to your customers, understand their needs, and then provide them with the services. So it's just the right balance.
The services that they actually need.
Exactly. It's such a new concept in the banking industry.
And I mean, I think people are really seeing the value in banking at a community bank.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the nice things about Salem 5 is they believe in leaving the managers in place because they understand that when you're working with small business, the relationship is really the key to the success of the business and to the success of the bank. So if you change managers every 6 months, you're continually building that relationship mm-hmm. again. And the relationship sometimes gets broken over time. Obviously an opportunity for me at Salem 5, but a different philosophy. But anyway, so getting back to me, I'm married and I have 3 kids. Two of which have graduated from college.
Oh my gosh.
One is still in college, but my second one, my daughter, is actually going into the Army. She's a second lieutenant.
So she graduated from college and now she's going to the Army?
Yes. Yeah, so she leaves next week for her first, you know, work assignment. So that's kind of a big deal for us, sending our oldest daughter off to the Army.
Wow, that's amazing. Thank you to her for her service. Yes. But I'm sure that's not easy because you're a proud mom, but I am,
but I'm a little bit, you know, nervous and reluctant, but again, so proud. So that's kind of like the big thing going on in our house these days, getting her ready.
Thing.
Yeah.
And then your third is going into what year?
She'll be a junior in college. She's a big runner.
Yeah.
And she's loves her. She's up at Bates and
great,
and she's loving.
Is she there
college.
Already?
Yes, running the freshman orientation outdoor
Excellent.
Program for the kids.
Oh, wow.
So she's really an outdoorsy kind of kid. So
that's great.
Yeah,
Well, you're doing a good job.
I'm trying.
Is there anything else you want the listeners to know about Salem 5?
Let's see. You know what? I truly believe it's a great place. I wouldn't have stayed here for 5 years if I didn't. What I like about the approach is that, again, from the president, Pinyin Chai, all the way down, it's really about the relationship. Him knowing the staff members, and us really identifying with our customers. One of the exciting things is that we've been growing a lot. Now, we're a mutual bank, which means we own ourselves with no intention of, you know, being bought by anybody. We're not public. Yet, you know, using our own resources, we've recently acquired Georgetown Savings Bank, which extended our footprint up north, Raleigh, Georgetown, and New Hampshire. And then most recently, Sage Bank. So that will be our entry into the Lowell area. So, you know, with the growth, you know, we have new systems and new staff and new ideas and new energy. So it's a really exciting time at Salem 5.
Very exciting. Well, we're excited to have you in the area. If folks want to get in touch with you, how would they do so?
Well, I will give you our phone number, which is 978-658-7270, 978-658-7270. I'm on the road a lot, so if you know want me to go talk to you about your business, see if I can provide any resources to you, call me. I'll come to you.
Excellent.
Amy LaMarche.
And then you're located on Main Street in Tewksbury.
Oh, yes. 2171 Main Street in Tewksbury.
And then soon to be in Lowell as well. Thank you so much.
Thank
so
you.
Nice
that
to
went
have
fast.
You. It does
know,
go by
does
really
go by.
Fast.
Yes.
So we'll have you back on again sometime.
Great,
for sure.
Great. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here.
We're going to take a quick break and we'll be back. You're listening to Chamber Chat on 980 WCAP, where
everybody gets it.